Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and I wanted to make a video today based on a video I saw. But what I already knew about Islam and what they believe about Yahshua, our wonderful Messiah. And a lot of people don't understand Islam and they don't understand what it represents. And the Quran is the holy book of Islam that clearly explains everything somebody who is of the Islamic faith should learn and understand. Now, just like there are many people that read the Bible or claim to read the Bible or claim to be believers in Yahshua, they are lukewarm and they don't really grab the context of the full text or even read the full text of what their professed belief system is. And so I acknowledge that not only are there not some Christians or some Bible students that are here that don't understand the Bible or understand the Quran or anything to do with these important topics that we should understand and know. There are many people of the Islamic faith that do not even know what Islam itself says about Yahshua, the one they call Jesus.
But right at the beginning, this was the birth. Jesus, may peace be upon him, then sent to the people, the Romans. He was not sent to entire mankind like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but he was sent to his people, Banu Israel. And these people, subhanAllah, Banu Israel, the children of Yaqub, you know, the Israel is another name for the Prophet Jacob, may peace be upon him. He was also known as Israel. So when we say the children of Israel, we're talking of the children of Yaqub, may peace be upon him. And from among them were messengers, so many, and Musa alayhi salam, Moses and Aaron, and a lot of others. And subhanAllah, they're all from the progeny of the Prophet Ibrahim, Abraham. So these are all Abrahamic. And they continued the same message of oneness, the Tawheed. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Jesus, may peace be upon him, telling his people, worship your Lord alone and my Lord alone, the one and only. And Allah says, we will question him on the day of judgment. And we will ask him, oh Jesus, did you tell the people to worship you and your mother? And he will say, no way, I would have never done something that you didn't mandate me to say, and that was untrue, you know. So that's a verse of the Quran.
And I'm gonna post a video clip today of a very popular channel of Islam where they're talking about clearly what the Quran says about Yeshua. They use the name Jesus and what he says. And basically their main claim is that he was a prophet and he is not our creator, that he's just a prophet.
Allah says that he is not the son of God, you know, nor is he God, nor is he a part of a trinity.
Now, I say just a prophet, not like, oh, just a prophet, but a prophet is a very important role and a very important office of Yahweh. But when you say he's just a prophet, you're limiting who he really was. And this is why, you know, so Islam is basically in no way ever suggesting that Yeshua, Jesus, is Yahweh, God. As a matter of fact, Allah means God. Allah means, that's what they call it. It says Allah means the God. That's what it means. And in no way would they or do they ever say that Allah is the God. As a matter of fact, they find it very disrespectful to do so, to equate a man, even though they're a prophet, because they think Moses was a prophet, they believe Abraham was a prophet, and they certainly think their main prophet, Muhammad, was a prophet. And in no way was any of them Allah, which means the God.
At the beginning, notice how there was a miraculous birth without the involvement of a male through the miracle of Allah. Now, that doesn't make Jesus, may peace be upon him, the son of Allah, as per the Quranic teaching.
And so that's what they believe. And based on that, they have a wonderful respect for Yeshua and who he was and the things he did now, as you'll see from this clip here, or the clip I already showed. I don't know when I'm going to put it on here. They have a distorted view of Yeshua and his. They don't even say his death. They say he didn't die. He was just taken up, and Judas Iscariot was, or somebody else was crucified in his place, and many people confused.
And then we have, right at the end, when they persecuted him a lot and the Romans came in and they wanted to harm him and they wanted to destroy him, they wanted to murder him and so on, and a traitor actually led them to the enclosure where he was. And Islam, the Quran says that at that point, Allah raised him to the heavens as he was, body and soul, raised to heavens in a miraculous way. Just like he was born in a miraculous way, he was also raised in a miraculous way. So the Muslims believe that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam did not die, nor was he crucified. He is not dead, nor was he crucified. وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ They did not kill him, nor did they crucify him. But it was made confusing for them. So what was confusing? They crucified someone else who looked like Jesus. And the faces were made similar. And the confusion came because they thought it was Jesus. So according to one of the narrations, it could have been Judas Iscariot, as they say. Because if he was the traitor who actually led the Romans into the enclosure, then that would mean when he emerged, he had the face of Jesus, and Jesus was taken back by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this man's clothing was the clothing of Judas. And the people were confused, but if Jesus was there, where is Judas? And if Judas was there, then where is Jesus? And who is this? And how come the clothing is changed? But they got a hold of him and they crucified him. And that's the confusion that they had. The confusion. Allah says he was not crucified. That is there in the Quran. ما قتلوا ما صلبوا لكن شبه لهم. They didn't kill him. They didn't murder him. They didn't. They were unable to harm him, and they didn't crucify him. So this is Jesus, may peace be upon him. Now, my brothers and sisters, he was lifted up into the heavens.
Thus, the Bible said there were many eyewitnesses to Yeshua's death, and even his own mother was there. And I don't think his mother would confuse him with someone else, especially at this point in his life. It comes down to two ideas, and who do you believe on these two ideas? And just think about this for a second, though. First, this is my issue that I have with the mistake of when I see people that claim Yeshua was not Yahweh, And he was a man. Yeshua was a man. Yeshua the Son. He was the Son of Yahweh without a doubt. But he's also Yeshua the Father. Yeshua the Yahweh. Yeshua the Father. He's both. And he has the opportunity to be both. Now in this video clip that I'm going to show you, it talks about the Trinity and how Islam doesn't believe in a Trinity. Because basically it doesn't put Yeshua on that level.
The issue of the Trinity. Islam believes that the issue of Trinity was a total fabrication. That's what Islam believes. Islam says that's what we believe. So it was a total fabrication. And in fact, Allah alone, you know, the maker alone, he is the one worthy of worship, but no creature is worthy of worship, be he a prophet or a saint or whoever else it may be. In Islam, you render acts of worship solely to the Maker alone.
Christianity may believe in a Trinity, which the Bible doesn't mention, and saying there's different assets of Yahweh. But, you know, it says clearly in the scriptures, Yahweh is one. So this is just like more confirmation that Yeshua is, you know, the Son and also the Father at the same time. The duality of that, that many people don't get or connect with. But when there are people of the Hebraic roots faith or the Messianic faith that say that Yeshua is the prophet or just the Son, you're not doing much different to what Islam says by he's just a prophet.
Allah says, he spoke saying, I am the worshipper of Allah. I'm Abdullah. Allah has given me the book and he has made me a prophet. And he has blessed wherever I go. He has blessed me wherever I go. And he has instructed me to pray and to give charity. Bis-salati wa-zakati ma dumtu hayya. For as long as I'm alive. And to be faithful, dutiful to my mother. And he has not made me one of the tyrants, and so on. So he said a few sentences with this meaning, and that was a miracle. People were quiet. People actually were silenced, and they now knew that there is something far greater than what we would have thought that has happened here.
You're taking that away from Yeshua, of who he actually is. And the danger of that is, you know, if you're correct, so be it. If you're correct, you have lost nothing. There's no issues or anything else. But if you're incorrect, and we look at the danger of that by the disrespect, on every level, it's just as saying Yahweh is just not a God. And, you know, I don't want you to believe or take down your faith in Yeshua to an Islamic level. They highly respect Yeshua.
No Muslim is ever allowed to say the name Jesus without saying peace be upon him immediately after that, intentionally. Which means if you mistakenly did that, it's okay. But intentionally, you can't leave that peace be upon him out. You say Isa alayhi salam in Arabic. And in English, Jesus, may peace be upon him. It also says that the dead would come alive. You know, at that time, there was the height of medicine. And people used to boast and brag about their knowledge of medicine. But no one could bring someone who had died already to life. And Jesus, may peace be upon him, did that by the will of Allah. So a person who had died, and by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, either through the touch or through blowing, this person came alive. And this wasn't just once. But Allah says, we gave you the ability to do that. We gave you the power to do that. Subhanallah. So Allah makes mention of this in the Quran as well. Amazing miracle of Jesus, may peace be upon him.
You know, and I know a lot of Messianic Hebrew roots people that highly respect Yeshua. But it's not about highly respecting Yeshua. They highly respect the prophets of Scripture, Abraham and Moses and so on. So does Islam. But there's a difference. There has to be a difference of who Yeshua was and what he did for us. And, you know, the Christian faith has a more clear understanding of Yeshua literally being a Yahweh. And he is both. He is both. So no one's technically wrong. He is the Son, but he's also the Father. And the problem is, and so Christianity has even though they believe in something called the Trinity, which is really not part of Scripture because Yahweh is one, when you believe or so-called believe that Yeshua is Yahweh, like Christianity for the most part does, but then you don't follow those instructions that he told us to live by and set the example, well, the Scripture says, well, then you're a liar. Get away from me. I do not know you. And that's the great danger there. Acknowledging somebody as a God, but then not following. And this is what many lukewarm Christians and lukewarm Muslims do in regard to their own book. They don't follow the guidelines and instructions of their book. We're going to look more and explore the Quran and what the Quran actually says and the misunderstanding of the world's view of the Quran and how dangerous this book really is. And, you know, there's some really identical rules, regulations, or commandments that the Bible has. And there's some that are very powerful, and the Bible makes no mistake that these should be followed. But the Quran, just like there's a story to the story of Yahshua, they've also added so much more to their book.
So the Virgin Mary, Maryam alayha salam, she was a virgin. We also say the Virgin Mary. She was never married. So Islam does not agree with the narrative of Joseph being the husband of Mary and so on. She was never married.
And now you get on, it's like Judaism. In Judaism, you have the written Torah of Moses that Yahweh gave him. But then you have in the oral Torah, or the oral version of the Torah, by Judaism, you have them adding all these things. And this is the problem Yeshua had with the Jewish people at the time, the Pharisees and the sages. They were adding to the word. And the Quran is adding to the word. It's actually not only adding, it's changing the word. By saying Yeshua had never died and he was taken up just on so many levels, it's changed the word around. And there's a deep concern because in this video or in this clip, I'm going to show you in these parts of it, I was looking at the comments, and some people said that they converted from Christianity to Islam. And they were speaking about why this happened. You know, and there was a good amount of Christians that switched over to Islam in the comments here and talking about why, you know, as they learned about these things. You know, but this is, you know, somebody says, being a Christian, I never felt any connection to Yahweh or God, they said. In fact, I was confused about my life until a friend gave me the Quran to read. And I cried after reading. I felt great peace of mind. I knew the Islamic is for me. You know, Islamic way is for me. And the problem is, Christianity is not teaching how to connect with Yahweh. Christianity is not teaching the will of Yahweh, the instructions of Yahweh. They're teaching against it. And yes, there's a lot of confusion there. Because you're teaching that this man, Yeshua, is Yahweh in the flesh, and these are the instructions that Yahweh sent him with, but you no longer need to follow them. Well, that's a very confusing message. You know, whereas what the Bible says is this man, Yeshua, is the son of Yahweh, but he is also Yahweh, and he's given us these guidelines and instructions, and he's the living example of how we are to live our lives. And the Torah, the Bible, the instructions show us Yahweh's will for us and what we need to do and how we're blessed and how we can connect with him and become close to him. So you believe in Yeshua, but you follow what Yeshua taught, and that's a true follower. Now you got Islam that gives a distorted view of all of this in the Quran that talks about following their instructions of what it says, and their instructions, their commandments, or whatever, are very straightforward, just like in the scriptures in the Torah, very straightforward. But of course, people are going to feel more connected when they're told that they have to follow the guidelines and instructions. If they believe in the God, their Allah, now they're part of a community, they're part of something, we're all doing something together. Where Christianity just leaves people out there, well, I don't believe, you know, I believe in this man that's telling us to do these things, but we don't have to do those things. So it leaves people to make up their own interpretation or idea of what needs to be done. It's a very distorted view and understanding. So people want to embrace something. So people are running to Islam because they say, now I have a purpose. I have rules to live by and a guideline to live by. But at the same time, I have Allah, the God, that'll take care of me here and in the afterlife. And Judaism, they're still waiting for Messiah to even come. I mean, they're following the guidelines and instructions, so they have that community and that embraceness of Yahweh's will. But they've completely missed that the Messiah came. Completely. And they're just adding and adding and adding onto the instructions. And getting away from the original motives and ideas and desires of these instructions. But then you have the Bible's pure teaching. You want to call it the Hebraic roots lifestyle or messianic, whatever you want to call it. It's getting to the coreness of the scriptures. Now, what it comes down to as you listen to this clip, or as you've heard this clip, depending when I put it on, when it comes to Yeshua, when it comes to Yeshua, you have several schools of thinking. You have what Christianity believes about it in their Trinity. You have what the Judaism believes about it in their, we're still waiting. Yeshua, they missed the boat. And then you have what Islam believes about it. All these distorted views of this thing. And what it does come down to, everybody, is a choice. It's a choice. What you're going to choose to believe in. Are you going to believe in Islam's view of Yeshua? Are you going to believe in Christianity's view of the Torah? Are you going to believe in Judaism's view of the Torah and Yeshua? Or are you going to trust that the Bible is the holy word of Yahweh, and these are the instructions, and this is what had truly happened, and they were, people died to get this in our language? It comes down to a choice. You think about the consequences of those choices. In Christianity, you have, get away from me. I did not know you. Even though you confessed my name, even though you confessed to be a believer, you did not follow these instructions. You have Judaism's view that teaches, even though you kept these guidelines and instructions, you missed the boat. I sent you the Messiah and you missed it. Or you can have Islam's translation or understanding of it that says, Yeshua is just a man. When we get to the pureness of the scriptures, we know he was not just a man. We know he was not only the son of Yahweh, he was Yahweh himself. And then we also understand the consequence of all these different decisions we make, the consequences of them all. Follow the instructions and follow the guideline, the person, the true God, the one and only true God, Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh. The only way. So please, whether you're watching this and you're of the Islam faith, don't let Christianity distort your view of how we are to live and live our lives. Don't let Judaism give you a half answer when it comes to who Yeshua was. As a matter of fact, many Muslims respect Yeshua more than Jewish people do.
In a nutshell, Islam says that Jesus, may peace be upon him, was a messenger. He brought about the commandments, meaning so many things. He reiterated the commandments and he brought about goodness. He told people to worship Allah alone, to follow the good footsteps, to pray, to give charities, to fast in a certain way, and so much more. And he warned people about the coming of, the hour and the end of time. And also he told people about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he gave them so much of glad tidings and also warnings. They persecuted him, but they didn't manage to hurt him or harm him. Allah raised him before he was harmed, and he will be returning.
Yes, the first believers were Jewish and of Judah, but Muslims respect Yeshua as a very high prophet, very high quality prophet, one of the highest. But they even put, and this is a problem with Islam also, they put Muhammad over Yeshua, saying Muhammad was the highest prophet.
So what happened? As Jesus, may peace be upon him, delivered the message, he was also persecuted. He suffered a lot of persecution. And, he was a very, very kind person. He taught them that Allah is one. He taught them about the hereafter. He taught them about the last day, the hereafter, heaven and hell, meaning Jannah and Jahannam, the angels, the previous prophets, the books. In fact, he even taught them about the coming prophet. The Quran says that Jesus, may peace be upon him, told the people that after me, there will be a comforter. There will be a messenger who is going to come by the name of Ahmad. Ahmad is the praised one. And Muhammad is exactly the same name. Ahmed and Muhammad are actually taken from the same root. So Allah makes mention of this, مُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ إِسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ, that when Isa alayhi salam came, he gave glad tidings of a messenger who would come later, whose name was Ahmad. So, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ قَالُوا هَذَا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. When Muhammad came finally and he brought the clear signs, the people of Quraysh just said, well, you know what, this is magic. And even some of the Christians had just denied him and said no. Yet it was a fulfillment of the prophecy or the news given by Isa alayhi salam of what was going to happen later on.
Don't be deceived, folks. Don't be deceived. By rejecting Yeshua as Yahweh, by rejecting Yeshua of who he truly was, you're putting yourself in great danger.
Jesus, according to the Islamic teachings, he is still alive and he will be returning back to the earth when? Close to the hour, the end of times, he's going to come back as a follower of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
And I want people to understand this and people to know this and understand about the duality of Yeshua, how he had, and Yahweh could do anything. And yes, Yeshua can be the Son of God and also God at the same time. We need to understand that. But put your comments and questions below and let's discuss this more. And I pray that you all get a closer understanding about this important topic. Thank you everybody for listening to this video and this audio. You can see the full video on my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org and on the YouTube page, Torah Life Ministries. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel because I'm posting many videos that I don't have time to put here on the radio station. So many more teachings and important topics. So please go there and subscribe to the YouTube channel at Torah Life Ministries. Thank you very much. And also Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we do live fellowship on YouTube. Friday nights at 10 p.m. to midnight, every Friday night. Everybody have a blessed day. Please stay in the Word and keep learning. The scriptures say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It doesn't mean lack of knowledge. It means lack of knowledge of our Creator. So let's get that knowledge and read the scriptures. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yahweh be with you all, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
Torah Life Ministry.
This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.